Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and thank you for joining us today. It's our pleasure to be with you. We have Bob and Mary Griswold with us.
Hello.
Hello.
And we have Melissa.
Hello.
And we have Hal and Rainer.
Hey.
Good evening.
And we're expecting Diane Ruffino in at any moment now. But let's see. There is so much to talk about, folks, and our show just doesn't do it justice. But I want to start off telling you a little bit about Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, CCTA. We are a conservative group that's been in existence for a number of years. And, well, I want to give you a little history, because you're seeing in the streets today things we've been warning you about for years. Many years ago, we did classes on and talked about Agenda 21. We were a Tea Party movement. Of course, the Tea Party label got
besmirched.
Yeah, corrupted, and we were all conspiracy theorists and all that. We told you about Common Core. We've told you about a lot of things that we were seeing the future in. And folks, it's in the streets now. You're seeing exactly the products of what
indoctrination in the schools.
Indoctrination in schools, exactly. We're turning out of our liberal colleges these anarchists.
And they're digging down into high school, middle school, and even grade school in some cases now. It's getting worse really fast, and we need to reverse it. I think this election is enormously important, and after that we need to focus on schools like a laser beam.
So the other part of CCTA is we don't just talk about it, we take action. We have been to Raleigh numerous times to interface with the legislators up there to try and influence them. We fought Common Core up there. We met with the June Atkinson, who was the
head of the Department of Public Instruction.
Yeah, superintendent. What I was looking for, superintendent of the Department of Education at that time. We've put a lot of time and effort into trying to alter the path of some of these things. My whole point here is, folks, it's time for you to get off the couch and get active. This is going to be the most important election in the history of our country at this point in time. We need everybody on board doing their part. We already know that there are plans to try to steal the election through mail-in voting, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But groups like CCTA, the Tea Parties, there are a lot of them out there, but we need to work together, and we need other people to get interested and get involved and to become political activists. That's what it is. But not.
And we definitely want new members who are like-minded, believe in personal freedom, believe in the that the government should be bound down by the change of the Constitution, believe that free enterprise should be able to function freely, believe in opportunity for all of our citizens.
Right. And we've been doing this radio show for 6 years now. That's how we try to interface with you and let you know what's going on. We do legislative updates. We point out things that we see are problems, and just trying to inform you.
Rick, you just pointed out how important the upcoming election is. I would also like to point out that it's equally important at our state level. You know, we've got the governorship up for grabs, the lieutenant governor, certainly our Supreme Court in North Carolina needs to be redone.
And the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court's
Chief
up for
Justice. Yeah, they're just
decision-making this time around.
Right. It's just a huge, important election all the way around, and people, as you point out a lot of times, Rick, they need to educate themselves.
Right. And you bring up a great point about the judges. Just think about, look at the things that the voters have voted for, voter ID, the marriage amendment, those things that were overwhelmingly voted for by we the people, and some judge overturned it.
Somebody willing to legislate from the bench,
right,
thinking that their opinion was more important than the majority of citizens of North Carolina.
And you've got to know how the system works, folks. All judges are not elected. Some of them are appointed. Okay? And those are the ones that are a real problem for us. So, and when you put a governor up there in Raleigh, that man's got a lot of power. And he Absolutely. Makes a lot of appointments that even if he doesn't get reelected, those appointments he made during that time he was there go on for years.
The Board of Elections, that's an appointment that he makes a lot of times, and that's important.
Right.
Yeah,
State Board of Elections.
And our Board of Elections is not behaving well right now.
Right. And Rainer has some news on that. Governor Cooper's actually filed a lawsuit that will affect the Board of Elections if he's successful,
yeah,
anyway.
I was going to add, you know, even in the case where judges are, in fact, elected, some judges can't fill out their term. And in those cases, the governor gets to appoint the
right.
replacement for the remainder of the term.
Mm-hmm.
Not until just
right.
the next election,
mm-hmm.
but for the remainder of the term. And some of the judges' terms are 8-year terms. And
right. And let's look at the federal level. A lot of people are wondering, why don't they do something about all this corruption? Why don't they do something about this? Why don't they stop that? Folks, it's because you've heard of the deep state, the swamp. That's what it is. All those people that are at those high levels in positions that were appointed by previous administrations, they're not going to uphold justice.
No, they're working against the current administration.
So it's taken a while to weed a lot of them out. A lot of them are gone now, but there's still some in there. You know, you look at some of these bureaucracies that have been built over the years that are really unconstitutional and don't belong there in the first place. It's going to take a while to disassemble all that, and I think we're well on the way to doing that, but we've got to stay involved. Hal?
Yeah, a really great example of that is going to be on our election, local election here coming up, and that is that Clinton Rowe is running for two offices. He's running for Superior Court Judge and District Court Judge. And it's possible that he could win both of them, because you can
right.
vote for him for both of them. And if he does win Superior Court Judge, chances are that the governor would appoint the District Court Judge.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Rainer, you've got a little information on a lawsuit that the governor is filing, and there's some concern that it's to be able to have this mail-in voting thing.
Yeah, but it's a circuitous route. He wants to disband the Rules Review Commission. That's an agency that for a long time has overseen the rulemaking power of the executive branch agencies to make sure that they are in accordance with laws that the General Assembly has passed. And they made a recent ruling that denied the North Carolina State Board of Elections petition for emergency orders, which would have allowed the State Board of Elections to invoke special authority for an emergency like COVID-19 to stop all in-person voting, to make every single vote have to be some version of mail-in. Well, if we didn't have activist, legislative-type judges, I wouldn't be worried about that. If we could depend on us being judges that simply interpret the law. However, the majority of them, that's not true of anymore in North Carolina. So we're potentially in really big trouble if we lose in-person voting. If it's massive mail-in voting, it's going to be bad anyway. The abuse of true citizen registered voters who have every right to vote and responsibility to vote, I'm afraid they'll be overwhelmed by cheaters.
Right.
It is an attempt to clear the decks to make cheating easier, and Lord knows enough of that goes on anyway.
All right.
We to have our way, we have to have massive numbers of people who agree with us.
Right. Well, Mary pointed out also there was a Democratic...
The ACLU is suing in a couple of states, and they want to end the practice of matching signatures on absentee ballots. Now, that's a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because you're just going to have... I can fill out Joe Smith's ballot and scribble his name, and who's going to know?
All right. Well, this one guy, he was talking about all the he's worked inside that system doing voter fraud, and he explained how they got away with and did so much of it.
That was an article in the New York Post last week, and he said that the ballots were the same. You could photocopy the ballots, but the envelopes on the mail-in ballots were different.
Unique. Yeah, each one was unique.
So what he would do he and his friends would go around where they know people had asked for absentee ballots and offer to send them in for them or bring them in for them. Then they would bring them back to where they were and they would steam them open and replace them with the phony ballots. Then they would scatter the ballots around the city in different mailboxes so that nothing looked suspicious. And he made the comment that the group in Paterson, New Jersey, that recently got caught for voter fraud, the reason they got caught was they were throwing 500 ballots in one mailbox.
Yeah.
And that drew attention. Had they scattered the ballots around, they would have gotten away with it.
Right. And another thing he mentioned was they had people, operatives working within the post office.
Yes, if they got a barrel of ballots from a Republican stronghold, they just de-sixed them.
Yep, they threw them away. Another thing, there was a lady that said her and her son, she's Republican and he's a Democrat, and they got ballots sent to their home.
Her brother. She lives with her brother.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not her son, her brother. And that there was a long number on the envelope, and behind it for her was an R, and on his behind it was a D.
Because he's a registered Democrat and she's a registered Republican. And this is on the envelope, the return envelope.
The return envelope.
That you send back on the outside. So that is an identifying mark on the outside. That does not make
right.
it
private. So if you have a dishonest post person.
Exactly.
Now, another thing, in just one incident, they're always saying there's no voter fraud. In 2017, more than 500 mail-in ballots in New York City never arrived to the Board of Elections for races that November. They were eventually discovered in April 2018. For some undetermined reason, some baskets of mail that were bound to the New York City Board of Elections were put off to the side at the Brooklyn Processing Facility.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. And all this is when there were mass numbers of people who voted in person. It is horrible now. Just think what it'd be if mail-in was your
yes.
only option.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you have to think, why, you know, we have all of that proof. And we have had for years proof of where they mess up or, you know, whether it's accident or
we know
on
what
purpose.
We think.
You know, the videos of the post people who throw out mailings of a particular party, mm-hmm. You know, that they've been caught here recently. You know, that mail person would do the same thing with ballots. And you have to think, why is the news, the mainstream news, telling you every single time they talk about mail-in voting, without fail, they preface it with, Trump says there is fraud with mail-in with no evidence.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
single time, with no evidence.
We know better.
We just stated all of that evidence.
Yeah.
So why,
yeah.
you have
we
to ask
better.
Yourself that. Why is the mainstream media
They think we're
that?
Doofuses and we're not.
The New York, see them in the green room saying, they're so stupid.
The New York Post article also includes the following. When all else failed, the person who was committing voter fraud would send operatives to vote live in polling stations, particularly in states like New Jersey and New York that do not require voter ID. Pennsylvania also, for the most part, does not. The best targets were registered voters who routinely skip presidential or municipal elections, information which is publicly available.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-mm-mm. It is. There is so many open loopholes to get through to commit this fraud. I mean, it's very obvious. It's very simple to commit this fraud. And then you have everything that's voted to keep it freer and open is done by the Democrats. No
yep.
voter ID. You know, the mail-in voting, mass mail-in voting.
Right.
No, and it's all done by Democrats.
Right, because they're hollering voter suppression.
And can we say
racist?
It's racist to require a driver's license.
Yes.
Please,
you know,
point that out to
I'd
me
wanna,
how that is.
I'd want to add, I know that there's this voter mail-in voting panic right now, but let's quickly change hats for just a moment. Apparently this week, the CDC has reclassified the cause of death
right.
For a number of the really, really bringing down the number of deaths caused by this.
They're getting a little more nearly honest.
Flu, I'm not going to say COVID-19. I'm going to say the Hunan flu, because there was somebody that was fired recently because they said the Chinese flu or Hunan flu.
Mm-hmm. Well, oh, my gosh.
I tell you what, it's a mess out there.
You're racist if you call it a Chinese, you're a xenophobe. If you call it the Chinese flu, because it came from China. Mm-hmm. But you can go eat Chinese food or Mexican food or Japanese food. And what about Ebola during Obama's time? Ebola is the African country it came from.
Who would have guessed?
How is that race?
It isn't. Honesty is terribly out of vogue.
It's a different standard. Okay, we're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors. And folks, please go out and visit them. A lot of them are having a tough time during this pandemic. And
I had Morris today, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, that fried chicken.
I haven't had dinner. Have mercy.
All right. Well, here we go. We're going to a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
You're listening to CCTA Wake Up Call right here on The Talk Station, FM 107.1 WTKF Atlantic. CCTA Wake Up Call is a production of Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. And you can join us here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for the best in conservative talk radio in eastern North Carolina. That's CCTA Wake Up Call.
You're listening to CCTA Wake Up Call right here on The Talk Station, FM 107.1 WTKF Atlantic. CCTA Wake Up Call is a production of Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, and you can join us here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for the best in conservative talk radio in Eastern North Carolina. That's CCTA Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Diane's here now, and hey, Diane.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. I know you caught some bad weather out there, so glad you got here safely. Okay, folks, we're going to move on a little bit. Got a little topic I want to talk to you about here. Don't want to take a whole lot of time, but I think it's very important. I talked about this several months ago, and it's very easy to get labeled a conspiracy theorist by the liberal media and all that, and that's really going on right now. But I got a list here, and it's about 4 pages long, so I can't go through the whole thing. But we'll just, you know, you talk about the elections, how important they are, the people we're putting into office. Of course, I know a lot of times you don't know what the whole story is, but just so you have an idea of what's going on out there. You know, human trafficking and exploitation of kids and
pedophilia,
all those things, it's really a big deal. So here we go. Democrat Illinois State Representative Keith Farnum has resigned and was charged with possession of child pornography and has been accused of bragging at an online site about sexually molesting a six-year-old girl. Democratic spokesperson for the Arkansas Democratic Party, Harold Moody Jr., was charged with distribution and possession of child pornography. Democrat Rainer Township Board of Commissioners member Philip R. resigned from his position after being charged with possession of child pornography and abusing children between 2 and 6 years old. Yeah. Democratic activist and Black Lives Matters organizer Charles Wade was arrested and charged with human trafficking and underage prostitution. Democratic Texas attorney and activist Mark Benavides was charged with having sex with a minor, inducing a child under 18 to have sex, and compelling prostitution of at least 9 legal clients in the possession of child pornography. He was found guilty on 6 counts of sex trafficking. Democratic Virginia delegate Joe Marcy was indicted on charges connected to his relationship with a 17-year-old girl and was charged with supervisory indecent liberties with a minor, electronic solicitation of a minor, possession of child pornography, and distribution of child pornography. Democratic Massachusetts Congressman Jerry Studs was censured by the House of Representatives after he admitted to an inappropriate relationship with a 17-year-old Paige. Democratic former mayor of Stillwater, New York, Rick Nelson, pled guilty to 5 counts of possession of child pornography of children less than 16 years of age. Democratic former mayor of Clayton, New York, Dale Kenyon, was indicted for sexual acts against a teenager. Democratic former mayor of Hubbard, Ohio, Richard Keenan, was given a life sentence in jail for raping a 4-year-old girl.
Oh, dear heaven.
Democratic former mayor of Winston, Oregon, Kenneth Barrett, was arrested for setting up a meeting to have sex with a 14-year-old girl who turned out to be a police officer.
Woo-hoo.
Democratic former mayor of Randolph, Nebraska, Dwayne L. Shook, was arrested and charged with 4 counts of felony third-degree sexual assault of a child and 1 count of intentional child abuse. Democratic former mayor of Dawson, Georgia, Christopher Wright, was indicted on these charges of aggravated child molestation, aggravated sodomy, rape, child molestation, and statutory rape of an 11-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl. Democratic former mayor of Stockton, California, Anthony Silva, was charged with providing alcohol to young adults during a game of strip poker that included a 16-year-old boy at a camp for underprivileged children run by the mayor. Democratic former mayor of Millbrook, New York, Donald Briggs, was arrested and charged with inappropriate sexual contact with a person younger than 17. So, folks, this is even the first page. There's still more on this page, and there's 4 more pages to follow. But it's not all Democratic. Republican activist Mary Glickman, also known as Republican Marty, not Mary, Marty, was taken into custody by Florida police on four counts of unlawful sexual activity with an underage girl and one count of delivering the drug LSD. Republican legislative aide Harold Brooks was charged with molesting a 12-year-old boy and possession of child pornography. Republican Senate candidate John Hathaway was accused of having sex with his 12-year-old babysitter and withdrew his candidacy after the allegations were reported. Republican preacher Stephen White, who demanded a return to traditional values, was sentenced to jail after offering $20 to a 14-year-old boy for permission to perform oral sex on him. Republican talk show host John Matthews pled guilty to exposing his genitals to an 11-year-old girl. Republican anti-gay activist Earl Butch Kimmerling was sentenced to 40 years in prison for molesting an 8-year-old girl after he attempted to stop a gay couple from adopting her. Republican Party leader Paul Ingram pled guilty to 6 counts of raping his daughters and served 14 years in federal prison. Republican election board official Kevin Cohen was sentenced to 2 years probation for soliciting sex over the internet from a 14-year-old girl. And that's not
sick.
Even half of that page. It does. That's not even half of that second page. Folks, it's...
And you say it went on for 4 pages.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you first started reading them off, I thought, in all fairness, you ought to talk about Republicans, too. But you got around to that.
Yeah, it's across the whole gamut. It's not just Republicans, Democrats, independents, conservatives.
And it's all over the country, including local.
Well, it's worldwide. It's a global epidemic. Well, if you want to talk about a real epidemic, that's it. That's right there.
I think it was Mary was telling us about the law that's been changed in California.
Yes. They have changed. Let me.
They reduced the.
The penalty for sodomy with a minor. That's the wrong direction, people.
Yeah, exactly. Reducing the penalty. And of course, that happened in California. But I just want to, to comment on that as well, that says so much to me. That says so much to me that's what, because, there's a lot of former Hollywood, or even people who are still in Hollywood, actors and so on, coming out and saying, yeah, this is happening. This child trafficking is happening.
Yes.
But you also, the mainstream media will literally laugh that, it's a conspiracy, it's a right-wing conspiracy.
Right.
They actually think Pizzagate happened.
When there's all this information,
all of
about
those people
who had their day in court, and it was clear that
exactly.
I think
it's sickening, but it's good that it's coming out.
It's interesting that they really, really tried to discredit Q recently. They've tried to say, "Oh, that's a false news site," whatever else. When all of this information that's being brought out by Q is all documented, and you can go and find all this stuff.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is all real, folks. This is real. You've heard that Q is horrible, and we're not going to display.
Well, they try to ridicule you, yeah.
No, but they're trying to just crush the ability to get real news.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Real news and information like this has reached critical mass. They can't hold it back anymore. It's like the dam is about to break, and we're finding out more and more and more. And I don't think we've seen. Pardon the grammar. We ain't seen nothing yet.
Except there are too many people that spend all day watching The View or whatever else.
Well, that's where a lot of it comes from, because there they are trying to push acceptance of these things. And folks, we've talked about it. We're labeled conspiracy theorists, and that we're wackos. We're right wing wackos. When we tell you that these transsexuals in the school system, bringing them in and the programs that they have, and even in
are you talking about those drag queens
and the sexual education that they're pushing off on our kids now, and the acceptance that everybody has a right to love each other, and everything's okay, your gender identification, that what you were born may not be what you actually are, you can be anything you want, all of that is part of it.
And it is sick.
What do you expect them to grow up to be?
Sick.
What do you expect them to grow up to be when you're pushing that stuff off?
Well, they're confused, and the numbers of children who are confused is increasing because of that.
Dramatically.
Yes.
Well, they're doing this, the soft punches with it, that you know, it's starting to be, I mean, think about it, you know, in the 90s, that if you saw a gay couple on TV, you were shocked. Mm-hmm. Like, that just didn't happen. But now it's in every single sitcom.
Everything.
It's, you know, it's into children who are under 10. That's totally normal. You can, you know, see it in the grocery store, see it in front of you,
well,
see it
you
on
know,
TV. It's
the,
absolutely
the,
normal.
The truth is, the percentage of people of whom that's true is very, very low.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
I was in high school before I became aware. I was completely unaware that any such thing existed. Well, if it happened naturally whenever a person encountered that and their parents or whomever explained what was going on, there would be very few people, children, who knew about it now. And there's really no need. Just it has to be explained and dealt with situationally, but it doesn't have to be every child in still practically in the cradle understands something that is very, very rare. And it is. It's been made to seem like it's not, but that's not true.
Right. Well, it'll
like
be no time before you see.
Raina said when she was a child, you know, that's in high school. That was back in the 50s, 50, 55. It was a different world back then.
Yes, it was. Very different.
What does the Bible have to say about it, Rick?
What does the Bible have to say about what?
Gay.
It's an abomination.
That's what I thought.
It's well, an he abomination. Destroyed
I thought
a whole...
that would be brought right. out. And that's one of the problems with our country.
You hear them talking about sodomy?
Yeah.
That comes
from
Sodom and
Gomorrah,
which God destroyed.
Right. Absolutely. So I think that's at the root of a lot of America's problems.
It's immoral.
Taking God
well,
out of
the
schools.
Goal.
And,
take yes. God out.
That's the first goal, mm-hmm. is to take God out. And once they get that out, then they want to get rid of the history, take down your monuments, you know.
That's why it's important to ridicule Christians and bring them down and make it seem like it's not cool, you know,
folks,
to
I started this show out telling you about the history of CCTA and how we warned years ago. And how many years? 12, 13, 14? I mean,
we started in 2009.
Right. And we were telling you about Agenda 21. It's now Agenda 30. We've told you about all kinds of attempts to get rid of God, to get rid of the Constitution, to get rid of all our moral values, to get rid of our true history and have this revisionist history. We've been telling you about it and telling you about it and telling you about it, and now you're seeing the results of it. Too many people sitting back and not wanting to believe it. And
well, who would want to believe it? But right. since it is true, we need to be aware
you
of it.
To. You have to. Yes. And you think... You can say conspiracy. I mean, you can call anything you want to call it. You know, I could tell you that Diane is 8 foot tall. And, and I could tell it to you all day.
Well, you'd be half right.
Right. But that doesn't make it true. It doesn't make it true. So calling it a conspiracy theory, you know, they're just projecting. They're trying to hide it. But with that Agenda 21, one of the things they like to call it... New World Order.
Right.
One World Order, New World Order. I saw a montage today of how many, and it includes Joe Biden, it includes Barack Obama, it includes Hillary Clinton, who have said in either in their speeches or their interviews, though promoting the New World Order or the One World Order.
Right.
And promoting that. And that's been going on for years. And if comes out as a talking point so easily for them, they're easing you into that.
Sure. Here's another example. Sure. World Health Organization.
Yep.
Look at what they have caused in this pandemic with their lies and their distortions and their cover-ups.
Oh, China behaved beautifully.
You pronounce that woo, don't you? World Health Organization.
What they want to tell you, and this is how they get these children, is they want to tell you that it's good to love your neighbor. It's good to not... see anyone as different. It's good to love the world and protect your planet. Of course it is. All of those things are great. Take care of our land. Take care of our oceans. Love your neighbors like Jesus tells us to do that. I mean, of course it is. So you think, oh, well, that's good. That's good. But and then they get them in and they start with the darker stuff. Just simply think about it logically. A one world order. The world is not close enough to effectively run under one government. Total chaos. and chaos is the end goal. That is their goal.
Well, truth be told, we're not all alike, and we don't all want to live the same. And our ideas of what happiness is and what a happy life consists of are not the same. So why should we be stuffed in one box? That would make everybody present miserable.
Well, if you go to Black Lives Matter website and read their goals and their demands, they will send you to a re-education center so you can figure out how to live like
I've got a pretty darn good education.
You need to be re-educated.
And I'll do it my way, thank you.
I hear you. It's, you know, and look at the ones who denigrated Trump and called him out for defunding the World Health Organization.
Thank goodness he did.
Absolutely. But now Biden is in one of his new ads is saying we need to get out of China's pocket. Go back and look what Biden said when Trump stopped funding World Health Organization.
My friend, I tell you what, every other day he contradicts the prior day.
He does.
Right. Well, to your point, Melissa, I want to, we don't just tell you our opinions on things out there. When we tell you these things, we tell you the sources where the information comes from. The list of names I was reading off of the sex offenders, you can go to the Justice Department, put in those names, find the indictments. It's all there. It's public record. But it's been hidden from us by the cover-up of the mainstream media because they don't want to report on that. It doesn't fit their agenda. Here's one I want you to do your own investigating on. It's called the Sunrise Movement.
Ooh.
The Sunrise Movement is an American youth-led political movement coordinated by Sunrise, a 501 political action organization that advocates political action on climate change. Okay?
That's the cover story.
That's the cover story. They get them in there about save our climate.
Yep, that's that feel good.
Right.
You're doing the right thing.
Sunrise Movement demands a new chapter in this country and encourages other groups in the climate and environmental movement to join us in speaking out. As climate activists, we imagine a world that looks nothing like our own, one where we stop climate change by transforming our whole economy. Sounds like it's all about the environment. Folks, dig deeper. Find out what the Sunrise Movement is really about.
If it's all about people that are recruiting children to act as warriors.
Right. They
are. That's what it is. It's directed at children. Right. So,
11 and 12-year-olds.
Yes. Right. So you join this online community to talk about the climate and talk about, but when you, someone actually went in undercover and got into all of their meetings and online meetings and things.
A couple years, yeah.
And really delved into it. When you are working for the climate and doing, you know, taking care of our land, why are you training children how to get arrested by the police, what to do when you are arrested, right, how to protest, how to cause chaos, because chaos is good. That's a quote.
Yep.
Chaos is good for the cause.
Well, that's what they take these young kids, 12, 14 years old, they take them in there and teach them how to become activists. They teach them how to make signs, how to protest, how to get together and make human chains. They teach them all these tactics to save the environment.
Then
when they get older, they're burning down Portland. They're burning down Chicago, Kenosha.
That's a point I wanted to make. They're also involved in that.
Right, they are.
Which is the real purpose. The other is just a front story to sucker them in.
Right. Like Melissa said, they tell you these feel-good things, love thy neighbor, save the environment, save the animals, save all this stuff.
I wonder how the neighbors whose businesses were burned and the people whose apartments were burned and the auto dealership whose cars were burned feel about having been saved by these people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's appalling to me that this is happening in America. It's just almost unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
It's interesting that everybody go out and check your insurance policy, because there are a number of businesses that are not going to be covered because the insurance company is calling this terrorist acts, and you have an exemption from being covered under terrorist acts.
Yeah, and that's what these activists are saying. It's okay to burn it down. They got insurance.
Mm-hmm. Well, it ain't okay. If they did have insurance.
It ain't okay when, like you mentioned, the apartments. A lot of these small businesses in some of these small towns live above their store. So when
even if it's not the owner of the business, there is still someone living up there.
We're having people live in the second floor in New Bern, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're burning down that business with no regard for the life that's above it, what does that make you?
And that shows their mindset that they think insurance is free, that this person has had to pay this exorbitant policy for years. And now a lot of insurance companies, when businesses have to make a large claim like that, they can't renew. They get canceled.
Yeah.
No other insurance company is going to pick them up because now they live in a terrorist attack city.
Yeah.
And the more of this stuff that happens in inner cities, then it is going to be more and more difficult and more expensive for anybody to get coverage.
For anyone to build there, yeah.
Right. All right, well, we're going to take another break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, we've been talking about a lot of topics here, and you know, we started off the show telling you how you need to get involved, you need to become part. And Diane's here now. Diane, you were instrumental. I think you were one of two people to start the East Carolina Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about how the Tea Party became toxic, and over the years, you know, it was just toxic to be part of the Tea Party.
I never saw that.
You never saw that?
No.
Well, you know, our first Tea Party rally here, we had hundreds of people stretched out in a line from City Hall all the way down to Union Point Park marching. And we just, you know, right at the beginning, it was a wonderful thing, the participation. But then over the years, it just dwindled away. And you're not seeing that?
No. Mm-mm. Well, you know, I think part of it may be that the left did try to marginalize the Tea Party by misinterpreting what they are purposely and trying to put out, as usual, a narrative that was untrue. It may be that in your particular area where you're operating, they weren't successful at selling that load of garbage. And if people see it the way it really is, they would enjoy and appreciate it. So, and particularly in this part of the country where people tend to be conservative and family values and religious values and so on are revered.
All right. And you want to know something ironic? I was reading an article the other day about how the left has adopted the Tea Party tactics because they saw how it worked for the Tea Party. So in the last elections, they adopted a lot of the Tea Party and had activists going out doing the same things the Tea Party did because it worked so well for the Tea Party.
Well, the irony is that, of course, that the Tea Party name, a lot of that was besmirched because they, using Alinsky's rules, they tried to ridicule the name and tried to put a false identity on the name of the Tea Party. Well, now, I would say President Trump came along and used Alinsky's rules against Alinsky's rules. And they are, the other side is extremely frustrated because their ammunition is being thrown at them.
Right. You know, and they're changing tactics. They're now beginning to condemn the riots and the misbehavior. They've suddenly, they're even admitting it. For a long time, it was mostly peaceful protests.
Exactly.
And now, all of a sudden, they're seeing riots.
Right. We've got to stop this.
Who took the blinders off?
It's not helping us. Yeah, it's not helping.
But Don Lemon, this is his quote, he said, "The riots have to stop. Mm-hmm. We are seeing it in the polls." Mm-hmm. It's the only reason you're hearing the word riot is the only reason because it is negatively affecting. Think back to CNN, or was it MSNBC, where they had their little bar down there. The man is standing in front of an entire building
going
on fire.
Up it,
and it says, fiery but peaceful protest.
Yes.
You know, I think I have an idea that might explain the difference between the Tea Party that we had and the one that Diane is talking about. It kind of depends on your objective. You know, with our Tea Party, it was a big crowd of people putting on demonstrations and marching, like you said. Things. We had a crowd march across the Trent River one time. We had a march downtown New Bern one time.
You threw tea in the river.
I threw tea in the water that day. And at Diane's group, seems to be have been directed more at changing things through the legislature and the courts.
Is that right, Diane?
Yeah, I think so.
You're real talkative tonight.
I know.
I'll say more.
Not like you at all.
I'll say more later, I guess.
Well, later we'll be gone.
End of the show.
Yeah, well, we got about 6 minutes left. So,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, folks, it's very important that you get involved with a local group. If you're in the New Bern area, Pamlico County, Craven County, Carteret County, you know, we've got Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. If you're more in Pitt County area, you've got the East Carolina Tea Party. Mm-hmm. And Diane is heading that up there. And there's organizations all over the place.
There are two tea parties in Carteret County that I'm familiar with.
Yeah, what's that name? The Crystal Coast Tea Party, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Crystal Coast Tea Party, and I don't know which other one you're talking about.
Well,
two chapters of that, essentially.
Oh, okay. In different locations.
Right. And so, folks, there's a lot of conservative thinkers out there that probably just like you. The frustrating part is, you can't do but just so much with a few people. The more people you have, the more you can get accomplished. And that's what we're looking for now, is we're looking for people that want to get involved and help us to accomplish all we can to turn this country back, get it back on the right track, identify these people that shouldn't go into office. We do these vetting reports every election cycle, and we post results of those on our webpage.
You can find a number of people who are in office now that are listed there.
Right. Well, the vetting report's a good thing, but, you know, it doesn't really dig in to a lot of this other stuff that we're talking about. It asks them relevant questions about the position they're running for, and it asks all of them the same question so you can compare their responses. But there is a lot of other information out there, and it needs to be verified, fact-checked, and I don't mean by Facebook or Twitter.
By you yourself.
Right. You go in and help dig some of this information up and say, this isn't what that guy said 4 years ago. Here's a video of him saying exactly opposite of that, because it's out there. Mm-hmm. This is the age of the internet. everything's out there. And that's one thing, the audacity of this leftist mindset that thinks they can say one thing today and then go on tomorrow and deny they ever said that.
Like Biden is suddenly against, for fracking.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there you can find dozens of incidents, yep, of him saying, absolutely, strike down fracking. Fracking, yep, will not happen.
Yep. And there's obviously enough people to believe that mess, and I don't understand it.
I don't get it.
If you do your research, do your homework, you'll find out this guy's a fake. He's a fraud. He's a liar. He, you know, just here in this video, he's saying one thing. Over here, he's saying exactly the opposite. And right here, he doesn't know what he's saying. Mm-hmm. So
I want to talk about one of my favorite words, synergy. You were talking about people joining organizations. And, of course, my personal bias, excuse me, Diane, is I'd like people who feel as we do to join CCTA. But it's so easy if you're by yourself and you hear all this garbage from the mainstream, lamestream, call it what you will. It's so easy to feel like I'm just one person. This is all around me. It's prevalent. How, right, can I do anything? You get together with like-minded people, and it's not just addition. You ping off of each other. You multiply. You get more and more strength from working cooperatively. It's the whole is much bigger than the sum of its parts. We can be much more effective when we cooperate with each other.
Absolutely. And folks, let me tell you some more about CCTA. We have monthly meetings, public meetings, free and open to the public. And this month of September, we are having the Craven County school board candidates.
Right. Yes.
And you'll get to, they'll be all be invited. I don't know if they'll all show up or not, but the ones that are running for school board in Craven County, we'll have a panel up there and they can tell you their platforms.
Well, I can imagine most of them will show up.
Yeah. They can tell you their platforms, what they're running for and against, and then you be able to ask them questions. So I'm looking forward to that.
And you know, we've talked about it a great deal about what is happening to children. We need to focus like a laser on the school system, right, and what is happening, that's to children after the election is over.
That's where all these problems are beginning, is in, yeah, our school system. Folks, that's all the time we have for today's show. We thank you for tuning in to CCTA Wake Up Call. Please visit our sponsors and tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call.
Have you got a topic you'd like to hear discussed on CCTA Wake Up Call? Well, then contact us at cctaxpayers.com or email hal@cctaxpayers.com. That's Hal, H-A-L, at cctaxpayers.com. We're a conservative talk radio show, but we value your opinion and would love to have you join us. Again, contact hal@cctaxpayers.com.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. this Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout Eastern North Carolina. Pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.